1989 was a tumultuous year for the world. The Berlin Wall fell, the Chinese government massacred hundreds of its own people in Tiananmen Square, and George W. Bush was elected as the 41st president of the United States. But one event, a non-news story for the time, has arguably had more of an impact than any others from 1989. Yesterday marks 30 years since the internet itself arrived in Australia and transformed the way we interact and live our lives. Max Tillman explored the impact of the internet in Australia in the last 30 years.
It was a cold night in Melbourne on June 23, 1989, when Robert Eltz of the University of Melbourne and Torben Nielsen of the University of Hawaii completed the first connection that brought the internet to Australia. It was by today's standards a very archaic operation, but yesterday's 30th anniversary of Australia's access to the internet fundamentally changed the way we lived our lives. The Antipodes was now online, and everything changed forever.
The technology may be foreign to you and perhaps a little frightening, but don't worry, because we'll demystify the net and open up a whole new world of exploration.
Angus Griffin is a deputy director of ARNET, the Australian Academic and Research Network, the unsung hero of Australia's internet origin story, and the first host of Australia's World Wide Web.
The one thing I will say is that from the very first years and months that the internet was rolled out in Australia by universities and by ARNET, growth has been enormous. So we see growth year on year, order between 35 and 50% each year in terms of growth.
In the early days of the Aussie internet, it was very much a case of building the system and hoping people would use it. The burden of funding in those days very much fell upon the universities, and even into the early 1990s, large corporations such as Telstra were seemingly uninterested in the technology.
At the time, almost no one knew what the impact would be. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, who's a British scientist who invented the World Wide Web, is on the record of saying he had no idea, he didn't even know that it would necessarily work. So I think it's safe to say that no one at the time knew quite the social impact it would have.
Since the primitive days of floppy disks and the dreaded dial-up, the internet has become one of the fundamental necessities of modern Australian life. According to the ABS's most recent figures, there were 14.7 million internet subscribers in Australia at the end of June 2018. This in itself is an increase of 3.6% from the end of December 2017. To Dr. Edwina Luck, Senior Lecturer at Queensland University of Technology's Business School, whilst Australia's adoption of the internet was slow, and long before Facebook hijacked the term, the writing was on the wall.
In the early days, the World Wide Web really was about talking with your friends. You'd set up a profile, very much like this 6 Degrees social media site, and you would MSN and chat with your friends. So it was always really, in a sense, a community.
The question is, how does your computer communicate with the internet?
But as the internet became the go-to guide for everything from how to pay your taxes to the Country Women's Association scone recipe, the way Australians found their information fundamentally changed. With this change came the inevitable murkiness of where our information comes from. And as Dr. Luck makes clear, this was always a problem.
If we go back to the light bulb, to the phone, those technologies took so much longer. One of the reasons why the World Wide Web was started was to communicate and chat to each other, as I mentioned before. However, with the advent of Web 2.0, not only were we communicating, sharing information, but also at centralised services, Yahoo back in the day, Google, Facebook, especially, they are amazing and very good at collecting information on us. And in light of the Snowden revelations, Cambridge Analytica scandal, public concerns around spying and privacy, they've really grown, but nothing's being done.
As the internet continues to grow and jobs, leisure and everything in between seems to be eternally plugged in, the frontiers that Eltz and Nielsen pioneered on that cold night in June 1989 have been well and truly surpassed. It's something worth reflecting on. Where will we be 30 years from now? And if the internet does take control, you can always try turning it on and off again.
Remember that the internet is always evolving. So keep trying to explore new areas. Read magazines, newspapers, and talk to friends to find out the latest about hot new sites on the net.
That report there by Max Tillman.